AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The father of the teen charged with opening fire at a Georgia high school has been arrested on charges including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Hosey.
He is in custody at this point in time. His charges are directly connected with the actions of his son and allowing him to possess a weapon.
Four people were killed and nine wounded in the shooting. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Pittsburgh, where she'll spend the next several days preparing for next week's presidential debate, while former President Trump's been laying out his economic plans to business leaders. And Norman Hall reports he suggested his plan to increase tariffs will solve seemingly unrelated challenges, such as the rising cost of childcare.
Trump was asked at his appearance before the Economic Club of New York about his plans to drive down childcare costs to help more women join the workforce.
We're going to be taking in trillions of dollars. And as much as child care is talked about as being expensive, it's relatively speaking not very expensive compared to the kind of numbers we'll be taking in.
Democrats in Congress and some Republicans argue that the child care industry is in crisis and requires a drastic increase in federal aid. And some economists, including right-leaning, say tariffs would shrink the economy. I'm Norman Hall.
Trump also said he'd create a government efficiency commission to be led by Elon Musk. Trump's lawyers were back in court for a hearing on his federal election interference case. Prosecutors have gotten the judge's okay to file documents later this month. The brief meant to defend a stripped-down indictment revised to comply with the Supreme Court opinion on presidential immunity. But it could detail unflattering allegations just as the presidential campaign enters its final weeks. President Biden's son Hunter has pleaded guilty to federal tax charges. He says he wanted to spare his family another painful and embarrassing criminal trial after his gun case conviction 3 months ago. This is AP News. Confused or frustrated by frequent flyer rules? Ed Donahue reports the government's ordering big airlines to explain their programs.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is telling the CEOs at American, Delta, Southwest, and United to report back to him on policies, fees, and other features of their loyalty program. Common complaints are airlines raise the number of points they need to earn a free flight and limit the number of seats you can buy with points. Buttigieg says unlike a traditional savings account, these rewards are controlled by a company that can unilaterally change their value. He wants to make sure frequent flyers are getting the value promised to them and the programs should be transparent and fair. Delta says providing a meaningful rewards experience is a top priority. Southwest says its points never expire, and it books more seats with points than other airlines. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.